You're tuned to 95BFM. It's your Friday Morning Glory show. For those of you who don't know, coming up in the next couple of weeks, we will have Melbourne group Moody Beaches coming over from Australia right to the North Island for three shows happening in Palmerston North, Wellington, and of course here in Auckland to celebrate their recently released album titled Weird Friends. And even cooler than that, though, is I have the opportunity to talk to Jessie from the band Moody Beaches. How are you doing, Jessie?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm really great, thank you. I feel very happy to speak with you this morning about your tour. And as we said before, to celebrate the release of your new album, Weird Friends. I'm interested to hear a bit more about how the album, how it went, how like tracking went and mixing and how it was created. If you could just talk about the process of creating the album.
Oh yeah, so basically Weird Friends is the collection of songs that we have initially written for the band. Like, the band's pretty new, so yeah, basically we wrote this batch of songs and begun gigging in Melbourne nearly 2 years ago now. So we really wanted to, after 6 months or so of gigging, we really wanted to kind of solidify and record those songs, release them, and then, you know, look forward to writing, you know, the next batch, you know, for an album. So we really wanted it to sound live, because that's we couldn't really imagine them any other way, just kind of live and raw. So we recorded them in a day. Like, I think we did all of the tracks in 11 hours.
Wow.
We really smashed it out. So we, our producer and engineer, Matt Chow, who's kind of renowned for, getting stuff done quick and, you know, to a really good quality in Melbourne. He has a mobile setup. So we went to the band room at the well-known music venue, Reverence Hotel in Footscray in Melbourne. And, yeah, we set up in the band room there. It's got a really great kind of live but kind of contained sound in there. And we set up Matt's, mobile studio and just really we just let it rip. And the mixing process took a little longer than that. Matt had a lot of projects on at the same time, so we kind of chipped away at the mixing, and, you know, giving feedback with Matt and working with him on getting that really live, big, but still raw kind of sound that we were after. Luckily for us, Melbourne punk record label Poison City were really interested in putting it out, so we didn't really know how. We thought it would be a bit of a demo. But yeah, they were really keen to release it on 12-inch vinyl, even though it's an EP. that was really exciting for us to have our first release released on such a cool record label. We actually released it. It was August last year. We're coming to NZ a little bit late, sorry, but it's taken some logistics. We did an Australian tour first, and we've been, flat out doing heaps and heaps of gigs around Australia since then. But, we're really, really excited to come to New Zealand. It's our first time in Moody Beaches playing outside of Australia.
For sure. No, definitely. I mean, I want to just go back and talk, because the EP being recorded in 11 hours is, like, I guess a pretty big feat. I mean, when you think about, artists going in, maybe they'll go in for like a couple sessions. But I mean, doing it in 11 hours, I mean, talk a bit about that. Like, was that pretty taxing on the band? Or do you feel like that kind of mentality of getting it all done and just kind of getting it completed had an effect on the songs? Like, what do you think about that?
I think we had a specific time frame to work with, which very much aligned with the way that we wanted it to sound. We didn't want it to sound overproduced. We wanted it to be a little bit rough around the edges. We wanted it to really be to encapsulate what we sound like live. Mm. We didn't want people to listen to the record and listen to the songs and then come and see us and be a little like, particularly, we do lots of vocal harmonies, so it's really, really easy to get carried away with, you know, multi-track layering and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's a really slippery slope, and then you can't, you know, with just two of us singing, really hard to replicate live. But yeah, I guess we were quite gig fit at that point. Like, we'd been playing maybe up to three times a week for months. So the songs were really tight, and we just went in there and approached it like a live show. So a lot of the tracks are actually first takes.
Mm.
Particularly with the vocals, we recorded all the vocals at the end of the day,
right?
And a lot of them we did a couple of takes, but the first one really had, like, I guess the best take on like urgency and things like that. So a lot of it's really just exactly how we sound live.
Yeah. What has the reception been like so far in Australia? Because you said before that it's been released for a while and you've played a few shows over there. So how have the fans reacted?
Really well, actually. We've been really lucky to have, some like really good like national radio support, and of course the community radio scene in Melbourne with Triple R and PBS. Has been incredible. We've really had a lot of support in airplay from them and from community radio.
Awesome.
Around Australia. Yeah, it's really, really surprising, and it's been really awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, I mean, you're playing shows here in some pretty wicked locations with some awesome bands. The lineup is great.
Yeah.
You said this is your first time playing in New Zealand. I guess, what are you looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to meeting these wonderful humans that I've been furiously emailing for the last few months. I booked the whole thing myself and kind of just felt my way through it. And the bands have been absolutely incredible, like really, really helpful. Like Carbon Carb and Hex have just been really amazing and really welcomed us into the community and been really helpful, giving us insights and sharing tips and helping promote it as it was their own show.
Mm.
So, yeah, we're really excited to hang out and see these amazing bands that we've been listening to on Spotify and on Bandcamp and streaming online and actually seeing them in the flesh.
For sure.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, look, I'm really excited for you as well, and I'm going to be playing a track off of the your album Weird Friends. I'm going to be playing the track Modes because I've been listening to it a bunch and this is probably my favourite one.
Cool.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm definitely going to try and come along to the Auckland show. But Jesse, thank you so much for talking with me this morning, and yeah, all the best for the shows.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to hit NZ. Thank you.
No worries.